This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that his government's model of development is nation first, which focuses on satisfaction rather than appeasement. He said, people have tested, understood and supported this model and therefore gave his government the mandate for the third time. The Prime Minister was speaking in the Rajya Sabha while replying to a discussion on the motion of thanks to President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Taking a dig at the Congress, the Prime Minister said, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas model of governance is incomprehensible for the Congress as the whole party is dedicated to one family. Mr. Modi said, the journey from being a developing to a developed nation passes through infrastructure development. He said 25 crore people of the country have moved out of poverty and became part of the neo-middle class. Mr. Modi also talked about Mudra Yojana and Startup India scheme, saying the initiatives are fulfilling the dreams of millions of people. He said the government has prioritized skill development, financial inclusion and industrialization to foster growth.
गरीबों को शक्ति देने के लिए, गरीबों के सशक्तिकरण के लिए, जितना काम हमारी सरकार के द्वारा हुआ है, इतना पहले कभी नहीं हुआ। योजनाओं का लाभ लेते हुए, अवसरों का फायदा उठाते हुए, सशक्तिकरण के माध्यम से 25 करोड़ गरीबी को परास्त करने में सफल और आज गरीबी से निकलकर वो एक न्यू मिडिल क्लास हमारे देश में।
After the Prime Minister's reply, the Upper House adopted the motion of thanks on the President's address, negating the amendments of several opposition MPs by voice vote. Later, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day. Meanwhile, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA rocked both houses of parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. Making a statement on the issue in the Rajya Sabha, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, the process of deportation of illegal immigrants is a generally accepted principle in international relations, asserting that it is in the collective interest of the nations to increase legal mobility. The government yesterday informed the Rajya Sabha that the construction of 12 nuclear power plants have been accorded administrative approval and financial sanction since 2014. In a written reply, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions and Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra Singh said 10 indigenous 700 megawatt pressurized heavy water reactors will be set up in fleet mode and 2 units of light water reactors will be set up in cooperation with the Russian Federation at Kudankulam. India has strongly condemned the destruction of the residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman in Bangladesh by vandals. In response to media queries, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal said that Sheikh Mujibur Rahman is a symbol of the heroic resistance of the people of Bangladesh against the forces of occupation and oppression. He added that all those who value the freedom struggle that nurtured Bangla identity and pride are aware of the importance of this residence for the national consciousness of Bangladesh. Mr. Jaiswal said this act of vandalism should be condemned. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Pete Hegseth yesterday reviewed the India-US defence cooperation spanning across multiple domains including land, air, maritime and space. During their phone conversation, Mr. Singh congratulated Mr. Hegseth for his appointment as the US Secretary of Defence. Both the leaders appreciated the bilateral defence partnership and reaffirmed their commitment to deepen the ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Greece Foreign Affairs Minister George Gerapetridis held a bilateral meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Both leaders expressed their view on a wide gamut of bilateral relationships. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of India-Greece partnership, saying that India wants trade, investment and technology collaboration. In football, Football Club Goa outwit Odisha Football Club 2-1 in the Indian Super League at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Goa yesterday. Football Club Goa jumped to the second spot, replacing Jamshedpur Football Club, as a result of this triumph, having 36 points to their name. And that is the end of this news bulletin.